Hey guys, welcome to the Lionsgate transmission. Shall we see what wants to come through today? I have a feeling that whatever does come through, even though we're recording here in Mount Shasta, in the energies of the 8-8 Lionsgate portal, which here is, it feels a bit like Christmas in some ways. Energetically, there's a lot of excitement. I feel that even though we're recording in these energies, what comes through today won't just be for today. It will be for every day and any day afterwards. So I'm going to invite you to treat this as your own inner journey, to sit quietly with yourself, to bring your attention inwards into your heart and center. Place a hand on your chest if that helps you focus on the physical sensations happening here now. If you can't notice physical sensations, simply notice that your hand is here, that your chest is here. Be aware that you have a heart and a heartbeat. Then if you make the intention and let go of whether it's carried out, to rest in your heart space where your heart beats, as though there is no other sound in the universe. Whatever other noises are going on around you, imagine your attention receding from the world outside into the world inside, your world, your moment, to be present with yourself. I will be opening to channeling. I will see what wants to come through. But I'm going to recommend that you don't keep mental attention tracking the words. Instead, you come back to your heartbeat, the sensation of breath in your body. And you make that awareness your inner temple, your inner safe space, so that part of you, however distracted you are, however active the mind's thoughts, part of you is listening. For within you, love is the gateway to oneness. Within you, love is access to all of everything, is the memory of where you came from, the knowingness of how you became from nothingness, from the infinity of all that is. You were birthed as a speck of light, as an intention, as a breath of Mother Divine. Goddess breathed you into existence, the very essence that gives rise to your form here now, has spun and woven its way throughout the deepest dimensions of consciousness, of reality before reality existed. You were there when it all began. Your heartbeat carries the signature frequency of this divine remembering. We don't use the word divinity to reference some external deity. We use it to reference the sacred that lives within all things, including you. We use it to reference when your attention is turned towards your connectivity with all that is, in whatever shape it shows up as for you in the realm of your world and awareness. Perhaps you are focused on your gardening and you connect through nature, an observation of the natural world. Perhaps your connection is with people and you love. That love is a gateway to the infinite, to truth beyond words or measure, and you do not need to quantify it, nor contain it, nor call it spirituality. It does not need to have a name. You are an isness of love itself, breathing itself into being, moment to moment, an ever renewing breath of creation, an ever renewing spark of light within the totality. You are this, and you are so much more. You are everything you know yourself to be, and more than can be measured. No one can truly tell you who or what you are. They can merely point, suggest a direction for the focus of your attention for a moment, for no reason. No reason at all. Why not take a moment that belongs only to you, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever you have in front of you now. This moment is yours, for you, no one else. Not for this moment. In this space between each heartbeat, if you choose, conscious awareness lives. You can drop attention into this space between each heartbeat, if you wish, for a moment, for no reason. Whatever you find here, let it be as it is. Whatever thoughts come, let them come. images, ideas, feeling sensations, sensed awareness. Simply observe. Dangahishamaraha, Angahishamaraha, Unanda Itaka, Unanda Ka Raha. Let all be as it is in this moment, in your body, mind, heart, and awareness. Let all be as it is. We love you. You are so loved by all of creation, by all that is. Now could be a moment to choose, if you wish, to let go. Let go of any ideas. Of unlovableness, wherever they live, whatever form they take. Why not make an intention and ask, how would it be for a moment? I wish to know, how would it be if I let go of any ideas of unlovableness? Don't expect an answer, just ask the question. Listen to your breath and your heartbeat. Allow what comes. How would it be for a moment if I let go of any ideas of unlovableness? Observe, love. Observe your breath. Allow the movement of sensation, thought, feelings, or energies of awareness. Allow. Allow what wants to move. Dangayishanahara, Dangayishanahara, you are so loved, right now. You are brought into existence as love, no matter what has happened to you along the way. You are still that original love, and you are loved by all of existence. We hear the mind say, oh, accept that part that is doing this to me right now, or said that the other day, or is antagonizing me, or rejecting me, or has abandoned me. Accept that part. That part isn't loving me, you say. We hear this voice cry out, defending unlovability. The truth of this, when we say, it is not truth, but a lived experience that for a while has been feeling like truth, perhaps felt like truth, masquerading as the truth so that you would believe in it for a time, that you would believe in your unlovability for a time, that you would experience the lessons that can be learned when inhabiting and identifying with this belief of unlovability and we wish to hold your hand in a manner of speaking because it has hurt you. It has hurt. We see this. We see that it has hurt. And we are so sorry. So sorry. Never have you deserved that hurt. Never, not for one instant, have you been unlovable. Not for one instant has that ever been truly true. We are so sorry you lived that experience in the way that you did. We hear you. We hear your heart. We are the collective voice of love. In creation, we hear you. We hear your heart. And what a beautiful heart you have. It has not been seen, has it? Not truly. Not often. Perhaps not often enough. We invite you now to see. Choose to see. The beauty, the true beauty of your own heart. Whether you choose to imagine this as the organ that pumps blood around your body and regulates the rhythms of you, whether you choose to see this as the crystalline light emergence, layered, stunningly multidimensional, fathomlessly quantum. Holographic and vast beyond measure. Whether you choose to see this as the formless, nameless isness of divine love beyond measure. However, wherever you choose to look at yourself from, as this body sat here, as this multidimensionality, as this divine I am that you are, as beyond any individuation. You are all of this. And more than can be named. More than can be pointed to. In any one sitting. And it's not this that makes you beautiful, although you are. It is fathomlessly beautiful. It is this, and it is also your humanness. We invite you to see the beauty of your humanity, your humanness, your not knowingness, your vulnerability, the little one who has been lost or alone in the dark. Perhaps at some point in their existence, who couldn't see and didn't know, who had forgotten and could not remember, but who lived, who loved as best they could, who fumbled and dropped things, made mistakes, tripped and fell and got up again and again and again and again and again and again. And again, and again, and again. You got up so many times, love. You keep getting up. You keep going through it all. You keep going even when you think you've had enough, even when you think you can't, even when it seems like it's too much, it feels like it's too much. You, something in you, has kept going, that spark, that light, that beauty. That beauty does define you. that truth lives in your heart and may always be found there, even when you feel dysregulated, even when you can't think clearly, even when your body feels like it's so blocked or it's blocking you. Even when your heart is full, as we say, dysregulated. The light in you never fails, ever, not for one instant. You never go out. Not once have you ever gone out. Nor shall you. No matter what experiences you live through, no matter what experiences you seek, the light in you has never gone out. You are the flame that never goes out. You are the eternal flame. You are this, and we may tell you that a part of you at least asks to know if and how this might be so. A part of you may get curious and ask your own knowingness. Is this true? How is this true? What does this mean? How am I this? Could it be so? And you find whatever answers you find within yourself. We are merely directing you to look within yourself. Everything that's for you begins there, however it manifests externally. The biggest, most important relationship you can ever have is with yourself. Not just your thoughts, although that matters. Not just your feelings, although that has the weight and majesty of importance. Not just with your sensory reality, although that is real enough to honor. But with your self, the totality of who you are, come to rest in this space between the heartbeats, that you may find the connection that's for you in this moment. There is no expectation of grandeur on what this connection should be, how it should show up, what it should look like, what it should yield you. Whether you are doing it right, we've heard it all. Just come and sit where your heart beats, love, and you will be turning to face the infinite you are. That is enough. Everything grows from there as a plant grows from a seed. The seed is almost invisible next to the tree, no, but it contains the blueprint for all it will become, and it originates out of the all that is, the totality of the earth, of oneness, of the beyond. Just as you were birthed within the totality of oneness, and carry within you the blueprint of all you shall ever become, as well as the record of how you became. Why not get curious about you? And look within for a moment, for no particular reason. This is our invitation. We place it before you today. We are honored and delighted to have sat with you. We are multiple voices of creation, singing the song of love that calls home remembrance. There is no experience you should be taking away, having listened. What is with you is what is meant to be with you. We are simply honored, delighted, and in such joy that you would deign to sit with us, to sit in this, to sit and listen for a few moments to yourself. This is our prayer and our offering. We love you. As we say, all of creation loves you. Because you are wonderful, stunning. You are light, and you are so much more than that. More than can ever be measured. More than we could possibly begin to name. In that love, we embrace you. We hold you now, if you are willing and wish to step into it, in a field of love. Not from any particular being. A field of love that is the isness of love. We invite you, if you wish, to make an intention. Step into this field, allow yourself to be held. Let go of any expectations of what you should feel, think, experience or perceive, how you should respond. Trust whatever comes for you in this moment. You are the love you are. It's more than you can ever know as this human here now. This human here now can still know more than we could ever speak to or measure. You are the love. You are love. And you are known to love. Give the mind the job of following your breath, so it frees your body to feel. What's here now? What an honour to bathe in the love that is in your divine presence. What an honour. Thank you. We will keep the recording going so that if you wish to remain in silent communion within, with what's present, you may do so in this space for a little while. We keep the field open, that you may be held in your process, in your internal experience. Thank you. We love you. Thank you. We see the closing of your field and that you are all held in your own. Again, go gently with so much love, in gratitude for you.